Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
So today, we're going deep on The Juice. You know that app that's like brain food for kids?
Yeah.
We're going to break down what your kids are learning about today and maybe spark some dinner table discussions.
Sounds fun.
It is pretty cool stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up, this story about Biden hosting Trump at the White House. Like a unity thing.
Okay.
Especially with, you know, all the tension from January 6th still kind of hanging around.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what's really interesting there is how they emphasize this peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously didn't really happen in 2020.
Right.
And then you've got Trump, who's still calling January 6th a day of love. Even though, like, people have been charged and convicted for what happened there.
That's
really makes you think about how hard it is to, like,
yeah,
find common ground after something like that.
Especially when you're talking about leaders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's a great conversation starter with kids, too, though.
Totally.
You know, like, what does it mean to really disagree with someone but still be respectful?
Absolutely.
What does moving on actually look like?
Yeah.
Hard stuff.
Big questions.
Big questions.
Yeah.
And then total gear shift, we go from that to a story about a father and daughter who cracked a message from aliens.
Whoa, hold on. Did they actually?
It was a simulation.
Oh, a simulation.
But this was a test run by SETI.
Right, right.
Like the folks who search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to see how we'd handle a real message from ET if we ever got one.
Oh, that's so smart.
So they beamed this message from the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter.
Fancy.
Pretty high tech, right?
Yeah.
And what they found when they decoded the message, a description of amino acids.
Oh, wow.
You know, the building blocks of life.
Yeah.
So it's like a little cosmic hello.
Like, we're here.
We're here, coded in the language of life itself.
Okay, so that's got to be sparking some serious imagination in classrooms.
Oh, I'm sure. Kids thinking about what aliens actually look like.
Yeah. And SETI did something really clever.
What's that?
They made the message kind of ambiguous.
Okay.
Just like a real alien message probably would be.
Right.
So it wasn't about giving a clear answer,
yeah,
but more about encouraging people to, like, think for themselves.
I love that.
What could this mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's a great opportunity to talk about the scientific method with kids.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Like how we look at evidence and come up with theories.
Totally.
Maybe even encourage them to come up with their own ideas about what that message means.
Yeah. Awesome.
Speaking of sparking curiosity,
yeah,
there's this story about a chef in Ukraine named Chef Klopotenko.
Oh, yeah. I read about him.
This guy's a master chef in Kyiv.
Yeah.
And he's, like, super dedicated to preserving Ukrainian food traditions.
Like, even with the war going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even with all that going on around him.
That's dedication.
It is.
Okay, so he's focusing on borscht, right? Yeah.
You got it. The iconic red stew.
Yeah.
He actually helped get it on UNESCO's cultural heritage list.
Wow, that's huge.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that list isn't just about famous landmarks. It's about recognizing those intangible things.
Like traditions.
Traditions, exactly. The stuff that connects people to their heritage.
Yeah.
So getting borscht on that list is a big deal.
It's like a statement.
It is.
About Ukraine.
Yeah.
And its resilience.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is.
I hadn't even thought about it that way.
Food can be powerful.
It's like, it's more than just something you eat.
Right.
It's like a symbol.
Absolutely.
A way to, like, connect to your history.
Yeah.
And share it.
And speaking of sharing.
Yeah.
Chef Klopotenko actually just published a new cookbook.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
It's in English, right.
So everyone can experience Ukrainian food.
That's cool. It makes you think about the dishes that have been passed down in your family.
Right.
Like, what are the foods that tell your story?
Exactly.
Love that.
Okay, now get ready for a story that might cause some debate at the dinner table.
Uh-oh. Is this the organ transplant one?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
So it seems like there was a misdiagnosis.
Oh, no.
And this guy in Kentucky was almost mistakenly declared dead.
Right.
And his organs were almost taken for donation.
Wow.
It's a story that's causing a lot of discussion.
Understandably.
Especially in the organ donation community.
Yeah, I was reading that there's been a huge increase in people taking themselves off the donor registry.
Yeah.
Both here in the U.S. and in France.
Yeah, it seems like people are really worried.
rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That something like this could happen to them.
Yeah.
So what's important is to really talk about this openly.
Yeah.
About organ donation.
Yeah.
The risks, the safeguards.
What's in place.
Exactly. Because while this particular case is still being investigated,
yeah,
it shows how important it is to find that balance,
yep,
between making sure someone's really gone.
Right.
And being able to save lives with organ transplantation.
Yeah.
It's a hard balance.
It's a big conversation, too.
Huge.
Especially with older kids.
Yeah.
You know, it brings up those big questions about life and death.
Absolutely.
Medical ethics.
Yeah.
The weight of making really serious choices.
It's not about scaring anyone away from being a donor.
Right.
But more about making sure people understand what's involved.
Right. Like informed consent.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this could even be a good way to start talking about end-of-life care.
Right.
How families make those decisions.
Absolutely.
Tough stuff.
Yeah, it is, but it's important.
Super important.
It's about empowering kids to think about these things and form their own opinions.
Totally.
Okay, so speaking of forming opinions,
yeah,
the quote of the day comes from the art world.
All right, let's hear it.
It's from Claude Monet.
Oh, wow.
The famous Impressionist painter. He said, "People discuss my art and pretend to understand as if it were necessary to understand when it's simply necessary to love."
Wow. I love that.
It's beautiful.
That makes me think about his paintings, like the water lilies.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of hit you in the feels.
Yeah.
Even if you don't really get all the technique and stuff.
Sometimes art isn't about analyzing.
Yeah.
It's about feeling it.
Yeah.
Connecting with it on like a gut level.
Totally. And, you know, it makes me think about Chef Klopotenko and his passion for Ukrainian food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a connection there, right?
Totally.
Food and art.
They both speak a language that goes beyond words.
It's like they can touch you in a way that you don't have to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me that sometimes you don't have to understand everything.
Right.
It's more about just, like, appreciating the beauty of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that.
And speaking of appreciating different perspectives,
mm,
we got to talk about this shakeup in the Senate.
Oh, yeah. John Thune just became the new majority leader. I'm curious to see what he does.
Me too.
Especially with Trump.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be totally on board with everything, or
right,
will he kind of do his own thing?
Yeah. There's already some chatter about his stance on recess appointments.
Oh, right.
Which is a pretty interesting thing.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So basically, it's the president's power to appoint people to positions.
Yeah.
Without the Senate confirming them.
Oh.
But only when the Senate's not in session.
Interesting.
Yeah. Historically, it's been used to kind of get around things.
Right.
You know, when there might be roadblocks in the Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
To fill important positions quickly.
Yeah.
But
there's a but.
There's always a but yeah, it does raise some questions about whether it's constitutional.
Right, because it's like bypassing the checks and balances.
Exactly.
That are supposed to be there.
And some people worry it could be abused.
Right. Like too much power for the president.
Yeah.
It's a great topic to discuss with kids, though.
Absolutely.
About the branches of government.
The whole system.
Yeah, and how they're supposed to work together.
Checks and balances in action.
Yeah.
How someone's leadership choices,
yeah,
can have ripple effects.
Oh, yeah.
On the whole system.
Totally. It's like a civics lesson in real life.
It is. It's been great diving into all this with you.
It has been.
It's a good reminder.
No matter how old we are.
It's always something new to discover.
Yeah.
Something to blow our minds.
And something to get us excited about learning.
So true.
So to all our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Keep that spark alive.
Keep asking those questions.
Keep exploring the world with that sense of wonder.
Because that's what makes life an adventure.
It really is.
And a huge thank you to The Juice.
Yeah.
For making learning so fun and engaging.
And for reminding us that
education is more than just memorizing facts.
It's about opening your mind
to all the possibilities.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into The Juice.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.